We have Kevin Rosendahl of Grace Christian Outreach Ministry in the studios with us once again. And we always kind of catch up with Kevin and talk about his ministry, what he's been doing in his ministry. Thanks for coming in, Kevin.
Hi, Paul. It's great to be here.
Yeah, nice to see you again.
Yeah, every year we get together. It's yeah, always fun.
It's our annual get-together and see what Kevin's been up to, huh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, appreciate you coming in, Kevin. For our listeners, maybe they don't know much about you, or why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've been doing?
Okay, well, I'm from Madison, Minnesota. Graduated in 1988, quite a while ago now.
Yeah.
Myron and Judy Rosendahl are my mom and dad, and we've been doing ministry down in Mexico, my wife and son and I, for like 19 years. And we go throughout Mexico. We do a lot of kids outreaches where we go into like villages where there oftentimes isn't even a church, or even people that don't have never heard about how to get to heaven through Jesus. And we share the gospel with them, and we also build churches and start churches in areas where there is no church. We build churches. We also cross in like millions of gospel tracts every year to Mexico, and now we're also bringing it into Belize and Guatemala as well through this organization in southern Mexico. Right. And Bibles, to get out Bibles, cross in a lot of supplies to help the churches and needy people. So we do a little bit of everything, and just trying to show the love of God to people, and also, you know, helping them to know how they can get to heaven through Jesus.
All right. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the ministry is called Grace Christian Outreach Ministry, and 19 years already. Yes. Kevin, huh?
Yes, it's been quite a while.
It goes fast, doesn't it?
It sure does.
So your ministry to the people in Mexico and other countries, as you mentioned.
Yep.
And is that kind of fairly new, the other countries, or...?
Far as getting the literature into Belize and Guatemala as well, that's that happened last year. And okay. So we can cross in English literature for Belize, but the rest of it's all in Spanish. And there's a printer down in Omaha, Nebraska, that when I met him, he had about maybe a pallet of Spanish literature he'd print, and he'd have about 10 or 15 pallets of English. Now it's the other way around. He has almost all of his literature goes down to Mexico, and then we get it throughout Mexico, and also we get it out in Texas. Some people distribute it there, and just to share God's word. You know, God's word says that his word won't return void, and so we get out a lot of his word as well. So
Take us through I know every day's different for you, but take us through a distribution when you go across the border. What happens?
Okay, so we have a warehouse in Cambie that we're able to use. Randy Camrath, he's the owner of Water Billboards, and he lets us store all of the pallets of stuff that we bring down to Mexico via semi in his warehouse until we have 24 pallets, and then a semi driver will pick it up. They usually give us a good deal on the price down. It used to be like $500 a load, but now it's about three times that with the gas prices. But anyways, they get it down to Laredo or another border city where we have a warehouse we can use, and they drop it off there. And then from there, like every day when I'm on the border, I cross in the back of my truck. I have a big bed truck, so I cross it in. And it can be a variety of things, you know, literature. It might be steel for a church roof. It might be clothes, blankets. A lot of people and churches in the area donate all these supplies. Like there's several church groups sell quilts, and they give it to us. We have, like, just recently I was out at John Witte's farm helping him pick up all this cement from his silo that came down just to be a blessing. And he and his wife Teresa have given all kinds of steel for us to pick up, to bring down, to put on church roofs, and also what else, dishes. Just one person's junk is another person's blessing. Hygiene items, school supplies, cars. People donate cars. We've given away 27 cars to pastors that don't have one to help them be more effective in their ministries. You know, the Bibles, the literature. And so we cross it in, and we bring it into our warehouse in Nuevo Laredo, and then pastors come, and then we just give it out, you know, give out to them whatever they can take for their or use for their ministries. And it's a real distribution network. And then we go on our outreaches. We always bring a trailer behind our van, full of ministry supplies. And so after the outreach, each kid will get a nice blessing bag. Those are made right now. Calvary Baptist is letting us use their powerhouse youth room or youth building to make blessing bags in. But we are looking for a place in mid-September where we can move it to, because my parents' house got flooded and they still haven't gotten everything fixed. So if anybody has a big room or something that they'd want to let us use until my parents get their basement.
Just to store things?
Yeah, to store things in. Used to make those blessing bags that are such a blessing to the kids in Mexico. Like, the blessing bags have, like, you know, toys, school supplies, candies, just various things that kids will like. And so after every outreach, after we share the gospel, every kid gets a toy. Parents get to go through clothes to see, you know, if they could if any of the clothes would be useful. And then we give out the blankets and whatever else we have in the trailer. And it's a real blessing. So they see God's love in a practical way, but they also hear God's word and get a chance to receive eternal life.
Mm-hmm. So do you have connections in Mexico? Where do you go? How do you know where to go and set up when you go across the border?
Well, we have probably, at least 100 different churches. Maybe it's 200 now. You know, different connections that we have throughout Mexico, like... this past year, we built a bathroom for a church in Ensenada, Baja California, which is south of California. We put a roof on Sunday school classrooms in Nuevo Laredo, which is just across from Laredo, Texas. We're working on a second story in a church in Nuevo Laredo. We go all throughout Mexico. I ministered in all the states in Mexico, mm-hmm. and also into Belize and Guatemala. Okay. Some.
Mm-hmm. Got any stories you could tell us, Kevin, of people coming to know the Lord? You got any stories you could tell us or encourage us with some stories?
Yeah, there's on my last trip before I came up to Minnesota for a little while, it was a friend of mine, Marty Busby. He's from Florida, and he usually comes down with me because he loves doing mission work, and he's a real attribute because he can fix, make repairs, and he just can do a little bit of everything. But we were we did an outreach in this village where several years ago this other missionary had done an outreach. And in these little villages, usually if an American or somebody comes to an outreach, the whole town comes.
Oh, really?
Well, when he went, nobody came, except at the very end, after the outreach was over. This old lady walked up and asked them to pray for her. And so they prayed for her, but she was actually the town witch. You know, I mean, I don't know if we have any town witches in Madison, but I don't think so. But in they had a town witch, and so she wanted to see what kind of power they had, you know. And then, a month later, an area pastor came and did an outreach, and he brought grills, and he brought a praise and worship band, and all these things, and nobody came again. But then at the very end, again, three kids came up and they shared about the Lord with them, and they prayed to give their lives to Christ. Well, then about a month and a half ago, Marty and I went down to this area, and so I was believing maybe 10 people would come out. That would be like a big victory. Well, we saw like about probably 120 people came out for the outreach, and probably 80 of them trusted in the Lord. And we even saw one girl was physically healed. Her mom testified, and then a little boy was too of a rash when we prayed over him, and just it was just incredible. And then afterwards, we gave out like reading glasses for the people, the blessing bags,
okay.
And somebody donated a land for a church. So we're hoping to build a church in that town. So it was amazing what God did in that little village called Santa Rosa.
Okay,
in, awesome. Coahuila. So
God's using Grace Christian Outreach Ministry in mighty ways down in Mexico.
Well, yeah, we do what we can, and God does the rest. So,
so you said you have a couple warehouses in Cambie and here. Yeah. So what are your needs, Kevin? How can people help, or who can they contact for some help you out a little bit?
Okay, as far as contacting, probably the best contact for year-round would be my dad and mom, especially my mom, and her name is Judy Rosendahl.
And her in Madison.
In Madison. I'm sure she wouldn't mind me giving your phone number, 320-226-2778, or else 320-598-3094. Some of the needs are, you know, various people help bringing like stuff for the blessing bags, like hygiene items, school supplies, toys, good newer used toys. You know, anything kids would like, balls, right. You know, and then the ladies put that together. But, or if your church wanted to help with that, you could make your own blessing bags and bring them over, and then we would use them in the outreaches in Mexico. What else? Yeah, and then also, you know, steel for church roofs. You know, there's been a lot of, you know, there were some real bad storms in town a couple months ago, yeah. And a lot of farmers lost their sheds or, you know, they got, you know, blown down. And so if you want to donate steel, if you get them over to Water Billboards, you know, the steel over to Water Billboards in Canby, Randy Camrath will cut them up, and then we'll bring them down via semi to the border and get them into Mexico to put roofs on churches, because in Mexico, like, it's $30 at least for a piece of steel.
Okay.
And this would all be free to them. They just have to fill in the holes with silicone. Or
yep.
Also, you know, if your church or if you make quilts, consider donating quilts for, you know, in Mexico in the wintertime, it gets really cold when you don't have a furnace or a heater. So quilts are a big thing. You know, school supplies, just, you know, various things. You know, one person, you know, like I said before, one person's, you know, junk is another person's blessing. So, and my mom always let you know if we can't use it.
Okay. Your mom and dad have really played an integral role in the ministry, right?
Yeah, they have. Ever since I began doing ministry when I was like 21, they've been with some of our biggest supporters. And my mom, they still help in various ways with the blessing bags. And they're our biggest prayer warriors, I think. And encouragement. And they're a real blessing.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And so you come back to Minnesota, and I know you've been speaking in a number of churches, right?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Every Sunday we've been in a different church. I've been up at Hutchinson in a church, at Riverside Assembly. Been at going to the New Life Baptist this Sunday. Going to the Covenant Church in the future.
Okay.
Crossroads Church, kind of all over. And one of the real highlights of my time back has been a door opened for me to minister with the people from Nicaragua who are working at a meatpacking plant in Ashby, Minnesota.
Oh.
And so every Sunday afternoon, I drive up to Ashby, and we're helping to get that church established. It's like probably about 20 to 30 people now, and most of them are from Nicaragua, but there's a couple from Colombia, and another guy from Puerto Rico.
Wow.
And so,
you're busy.
Yeah, I'm a busy guy. Even here, but
good.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, thank you for coming in and updating us once again on Grace Christian Outreach Ministry. I know you have a newsletter. If people want to find that or on Facebook, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we send out a newsletter every month sharing prayer needs and what God has done the last month through the ministry and also like ministry needs. And so if you want to get that, you could contact my mom again at 320-226-2778 or via email at gcomkevin@outlook.com. I'm also on Facebook. I post a lot of things on Facebook. You can find me at Kevin and then a space Grace and then a space Christian.
Okay.
So Kevin Grace Christian. And it's a good way of kind of following what God is doing through the ministry and seeing how you can pray for the ministry as well.
Yeah, I love looking at your pictures when you minister. You know, you're a big guy, and you kind of stand out, Kevin, amongst when you're preaching down there in Mexico. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, they call me either giant or dwarf. I think the dwarf is kind of a sarcastic thing. I don't think I'm much of a dwarf, but to them I am a giant.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for what you do. In your ministry, and thanks for stopping by. And good to see you again, Kevin.
Yeah, and Paul, thanks for always letting me give an update. I really appreciate it, and appreciate your encouragement.
That's Kevin Rosendahl with Grace Christian Outreach Ministry. And, help the ministry out there. I've seen it firsthand. You give something to Kevin, and he shows pictures. He's handing it to the people that need it.
Amen. It's a blessing to be able to do it.
Yep.